Hello, is this Nakia?
This is Nakia.
Hi, this is Jennifer and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion research and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the country. This number and name was chosen at random. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your race?
47.
Thank you. And what is your race?
My race?
Yes.
Black.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would say somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving the economy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, providing affordable childcare, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing gun violence, reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prediction and prescription drugs.
Improving the economy.
Improving the economy, okay. Is that the only option or do you have another one?
Gun violence.
Much for that. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind? Just keeping up. Thank you. Now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Just please tell me which one do you think is the biggest reason. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, a broken bail and parole system would let criminals back on the street too quickly, a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, not enough police officers on the streets, a toxic culture, inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, reducing funding for public service to help people in need, prosecutors and elected officials who are not thought enough on crime.
Lack of opportunities for young people.
Okay, let me good. For young people, you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you so much for that. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books to discuss slavery or racism from public school?
Often.
Okay. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I do not support that.
Is that a strongly or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you so much for that and thank you for your time. We're almost done here. Now I'd like you to rather your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable, 0 is cold and unfavorable, and 50 is a neutral option. The first one is Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
I'm the least favorable.
It's like 0?
0, yes.
Thank you. The NAACP, sorry.
I would say 80.
Thank you. The feminist movement?
About 70.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I'll say 60.
Kamala Harris?
I would say 50.
Beyonce, the singer?
20.
And Ron DeSantis?
0.
Thank you very much for that, ma'am. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom will you vote for?
I would have to go with Joe Biden if those are my only options.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. We are the 50% of this research, and I appreciate your time and your opinion. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10. Same as before, 10 is mayor, 5 is moderate, and 0, not input at all.
The question is,
you just have to give me the number. How much is impacting you? First one, say affirmative action ending.
Affirmative action ending. That's very high on my list. I don't know what the percentage would be. You're saying, what was the rate again? From 0 to 10. Okay, 10.
Thank you. Crime and violence in this country?
10.
Climate change?
10.
And the country's economy going into a recession soon?
10.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Now, I will read you this series of policy statements that some say that the government should implement. Please tell me if you agree or disagree for the policies. First one say, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Is that a strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. What about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
I strongly agree.
Ban assault weapons?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families?
I agree.
The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use?
I agree.
Is that a strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I strongly agree.
And the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that opinion, ma'am. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their worker paid time off? These are unlimited choices. Mothers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, father whose spouse or partner is given birth to a child, death of a family member, when dealing with a mental health episode?
All of those are...
Okay, that's the mark of town.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, I marked them down. Now, how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? That's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Somewhat often.
Okay, so it's like not often.
Yeah, not often.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We are on 80% of this, so I appreciate your time and your opinion. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months, like violent crime such as assault?
Yes.
To you or any of your family?
Not to me, but to someone I know.
Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
Yes.
To you or a household member?
A household member.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
Yes. Someone I know.
Okay. And money or property was stolen?
Yes, to me.
To you. Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, bachelor's.
College, right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Will you how will you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Just tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Fox News could be very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom, or never.
Somewhat often.
Thank you. What about CNN?
Somewhat often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Daily.
MSNBC?
Daily.
And your local TV news?
Daily.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Is that a strong or not strong Democrat? Sorry.
Strong.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself? No
health insurance. Health insurance that I bought and paid for myself.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
Thank you. Will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Under 15,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 from 100,000, 100 to 150, 150 to 250, or over 250?
75 to 100.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ+ community?
No, I do not.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.